Yeah, but, what kind of insect is it that, flies around at night and bites you?
Mosquito.
Okay. How about those little insects that burrow into your skin?
I have a tick.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. There's another kind of other.
There's a tick.
Yeah, but he goes at all, you know, and raises little what red welts in your skin.
What's that, a red bone?
Mm-hmm.
A red bone? Yeah, red bone.
You're getting any of those?
Oh, yeah, sure.
We used to.
Real small.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm using an alcohol bath or get in a bath in strong salted water.
Mm-hmm.
I need to take care of.
Okay. What do you call the, there's a kind of thing that's stretched across corners of houses that an insect makes?
Oh, let's see. You mean a nest?
Mm-hmm.
We call it a wasp nest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, have you ever gone out in your garden and seen like over a bush, it's kind of a thin stuff that a certain bug makes?
This happens a lot of time in pecan trees, like a spider web.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a moth that does a lot of these in the pecan trees.
Mm-hmm.
Because the spiders now, you know, they're building a garden in a way. That's this moth.
What kind of spiders they have in this area?
Well, there's several of them, yeah. The most dangerous, I guess, is the black widow that we have. The others don't mind them as much. That's a little recluse spider. It's real poisonous, as I say.
Yeah.
And,
I heard the same's coming after you, if you aren't careful.
I've never seen one to know it. I guess they're a real small spider.
Mm-hmm.
But I kill a lot of black widows.
Really? There's a lot of them?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They go places as moist, more or less, you know. And they're little round, shiny spider with a little hourglass red spider on the bottom of the stomach.
Mm-hmm. I guess they really bite dickens out of you.
They
get a hold of you. Okay, what part of the tree is it that's underneath the ground?
The root.
Okay. Do people in this area ever take roots and make things from them?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do they do?
Make everything from cough syrup, all that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of roots do they use for stuff like that?
You know, I don't know much about that. But I do know that the sassafras plant, they used to get root to that to go for a spring tonic.
Mm-hmm.
And those my old homes can tell you a lot of names that they different things it goes for.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the main one they use for root right here, I think.
Yeah. Have you ever had that sassafras?
It makes a fairly decent tea.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Pimple's got the taste, you know, to a certain extent.
Yeah.
It's got a taste just in favor. I think its flavor comes from the sassafras plant.
Huh. Okay. Have you ever seen a tree that they sometimes tap for syrup in this area?
Not in this area, except the pine tree to get turpentine.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have the maples and things like that to tap for the sap itself. Sweet.
Okay.